Our radio is interviewing David Griba. He is a representative of NAPE, Friends of the Earth Uganda, and he's also the Forest and Biodiversity Coordinator of the groups from Friends of the Earth in the Africa continent. David, thank you very much for being in touch with us.
Welcome.
David, we know that some groups of Friends of the Earth International in different regions have been working and trying to denounce what is happening with the palm oil plantations in the different countries of Africa, especially. I would like to ask you a general question about what is happening with this in Uganda. Can you tell us, can you give us a summary of this situation in your country, David, please?
Oh, thank you, Jose. Like you have heard, my name is Clever David. The situation in Uganda is that Oil Palm Uganda Limited established close to 10,000 hectares, and what is happening now is that they are harvesting and selling. But the only disadvantage is that there are people who actually lost their pieces of land, and they had never been compensated. So we have been having dialogue meetings with the district, with the IFAD, with the stakeholders like NGOs, to make sure that people who lost their land can either be given pieces of land or they can be given adequate compensation. But the situation is not very good because some people are not happy with the project as it was meant to make them happy.
Okay, I was reading an article written by Jeff Conan from Friends of the Earth, the United States, in which he says that the African rainforest belt is suffering from the palm oil boom as well, with millions of acres of forest being converted to plantations from Liberia and Cameroon in West Africa across the heart of the continent to Uganda and Madagascar in the east. I would like to ask you, David, which are the most important consequences for the Ugandan people of this kind of monoculture plantation, David?
Thank you very much. First of all, is that communities depend their livelihoods from the forest. They do some small harvesting of some timber. They get some timber for construction. They have apiary in the forest. But also, we get firewood. As you know, in Africa, we don't have enough power, as in hydropower and solar. So we get cooking, that is biomass, from the forest. But also, in this forest, people get fruit, that is harvesting, hunting, as well as also getting herbs from this forest. With the disappearing of this forest, of course, you are losing animals. You are losing fruits, you are losing monkeys, even tourism attraction, of course. Like in Kalanga, it used to be a very good tourist area, but now when you go there, it is just full of palm oil, as opposed to before, when actually communities would actually benefit from, for example, tourists coming to see monkeys and all those that were happening. But also communities used to get herbs from the forest, firewood from the forest, some small rudimental charcoal for their farming and things like that. Of course, those are some of the issues that are happening. And with the escalating climate change, when you cut forests, of course, you are releasing carbon stocks and you are disturbing the ecological system, meaning that you are increasing chances of climate change to happen in some of these areas. Local climate is kind of tampered with, so that now it tantamounts to climate change variation.
Okay, David, you said something before. We know that in November last year, Friends of the United States released a report about a lesser-known company called Bumitama Agri that sold the majority of its palm oil to Wilmar International, a Singapore-based company that controls nearly half of the global palm oil trade. What is the name of this company that you already said they are in your country, and what is happening with this corporation especially, David?
This corporation is called Oil Palm Uganda Limited, and actually it is also funded by the same financiers that are funding those companies that are making people suffer in those areas of Indonesia and others. It is called Oil Palm Uganda Limited, which processes some finished products and sells them to Bidco. Bidco, they process the final product.
Okay, David, maybe just to finish, two more questions. First, in which ways you are coordinating with other groups of Friends of the Earth in Africa and maybe in other regions, or maybe also with some other social organizations or social movements to face this very problematic trouble, which is palm oil in your continent?
We have done a lot of petitioning. We have petitioned them together. We have conducted visits, and we have that solidarity where we bring, for example, some people. For example, we had we visited Liberia and were able to meet some of these people, especially the policymakers. And in that way, we get the exchange, we get information, and we get strategies which other countries use to fight these, especially the investors. So the solidarity is we write petitions, we have dialogue meetings with our representative and members of parliament, but also we do a lot of exchange visits to ensure that now all these we kind of share information across board, so that now we get to understand what is happening in different areas, and we see the best strategies to engage with policymakers.
Okay, David, anything else that maybe you would like to add? Something you think it's important, maybe I didn't ask you for?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge that we have in our respective countries is the challenge of governance. Governance is increasingly becoming a challenge, and the people who, especially when you've got African continent, leaders don't want to lose their position, they don't want to lose the president, and in the long run, they end up being compromised by the people who give them funds. So in that way, I think the government challenge is becoming increasingly a problem, and it is the reason why probably most good policies and laws that we have are not implemented, just because of poor governance structures that we have in most countries in Africa. That is all I can add.
Okay, it was David Kuriba, member of Friends of the Earth Uganda. NAPE is the name of the organization in this country, and the coordinator of the Forest and Biodiversity Program for Friends of the Earth Africa. David, you have been very nice. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Jose.